Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Spend this hour with us learning how you can protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of an extended healthcare situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting long-term care planning options available. As a certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott will help you make sense of your options. Now, here's your host of Long-Term Care Radio, Brian Ott.
You know, I was having a discussion with a client of ours who was referring over a family friend to us to look into long-term care planning. Now, our client purchased an asset-based plan a couple of years ago and had been telling his friends, really, you know, and his colleagues, both about the plan that he has and how cool it was because it was going to pay him back if he never used it. So, that's what these asset-based plans do. And as we were talking, he made a comment about not understanding why everyone who could afford to do one of these plans wouldn't want to do it. And then he asked me, why don't more people look into long-term care planning? So I gave him some of the top reasons. And some of those reasons include, not understanding what a long-term care situation is. And I think a lot of people, if they haven't had experience with it, they really haven't thought that much about it. So they don't know what it is. And also not thinking that they will ever need it. This is very common. In survey after survey, the vast majority of people, even the people that think other people should have long-term care insurance, don't think they'll ever really use it. So that's eternal hopeful thought that we all have. And then also one of the more common reasons that people will give is not wanting to pay for something they won't use. So again, it goes back to, I don't think I'll ever need it. So then as we're having this discussion, my client says, just kind of jokingly, what's the dumbest excuse I've ever heard for not getting a plan, not putting a plan in place? And without hesitation, I replied, it's too expensive. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. And so let's do a quick sidebar here, though, before we get into this. Now, what I mean by this, our specialty here at 525 Advisors is helping people with assets who are self-insuring. And I want to be clear on this point. I'm not talking about someone with a modest or no savings headed into retirement that's maybe living off of, a small pension and Social Security. Those people won't qualify for asset-based long-term care plans. They just don't have the wealth to set one up. And if you don't have meaningful assets and you're looking at setting up a traditional pay-as-you-go type of long-term care insurance plan, it very well may be too expensive. Meaning that if you're looking at paying, $500 a month on ongoing premiums, and that's a big part of your monthly budget, and it's going to start biting into your food budget or your medicine budget or your utility budget, then truly it is too expensive. The reality is there's a lot of people out there who cannot afford any long-term care insurance at all. And I mean, like half of Americans. And they're going to depend on family members, and they're going to depend on the safety net program, the Medicaid system, which basically will help you out once you're completely busted and broke. So there's a lot of people there, and that's not what we're going to talk about today. I'm referring to those of us who have assets, those of us who have worked hard and built up assets, and those people that are out there that have assets that are planning on self-insuring because they think they don't need long-term care insurance. So keep that in mind as we have this discussion today. So back to my point with the client. He's, what's the dumbest question? I said, well, it's too expensive. And I'm just going to be blunt. That truly is the dumbest excuse I have heard for someone who is not planning on self-insuring and won't put an asset-based long-term care plan in place. I hear it on a regular basis, and it makes zero sense. Now, when someone tells me that long-term care insurance is too expensive, what are they really saying? And in fact, if you Google this, let's just type into Google, what is the meaning of being expensive? You're going to get two definitions. The first one is involving high cost or sacrifice. So again, go back to my example where I say in the traditional people that are on limited income and don't have a lot of assets, if you say, hey, here's a $500 monthly payment, that is a sacrifice. They would have to sacrifice something else. So that can be too expensive. I get that. But for today's conversation, we're going to focus in on the second definition of what is the meaning of being too expensive. And that second definition is commanding a high price, and especially one that is not based on intrinsic worth. So when someone is looking at an asset-based plan and who is planning on self-insuring and they say it's too expensive, what they're really saying is, I don't see the value in it, so it's just not worth it to them. It has nothing to do with the actual cost of the policy or the benefits that they're going to get from it. It's simply a way of saying, I don't think I'm going to need this because I'm never going to go into a long-term care situation. And so what they'll do is they'll come up with that flip answer and say it's just too expensive. And I will tell you, I've learned over the last couple of decades that it doesn't matter what the price is. If people don't see value in it, it's going to be too expensive. Now, back in the day, I mean, there were a lot of advisors that were and still a lot of advisors today that are focused on price. And they wrongfully assume that if they can prove that their option for long-term care is the lowest price, they could sell more of it. And I'll tell you, back if we go back into the early 2000s, there were a lot of agents that used the software. And the software is still available out there. So there's some people I've seen that still use this. I see the quotes every once in a while. But there's a software that would compare six different companies side by side. And this was on the traditional pay-as-you-go plans. So you would put in the age of the client, the amount of the benefits they wanted, and the riders, like inflation riders. And then you would push this calculation button. And voila, you had pricing for six different companies side by side on one piece of paper. And then you could present that to them and sell them a policy based on the lowest price. And I remember when I was first shown this software, I just laughed. And, you know, the person was showing it to me, it's telling me it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I said, no, it's not. I thought it was ridiculous. And quite frankly, it was a waste of time for both the advisor and the client because it is based on a false assumption that the lowest price is the best value. And it's like buying the cheapest car you can, right? You know, you go out there, it's like, well, Bob, it has four wheels and a steering wheel, so let's go with that one. I mean, that's not what we do. The truth is, if the person wasn't looking for a car and they saw no value in a car, they lived in a city and they rode the bus and they have a place to park a car that says zero value in the car, it wouldn't matter what the price of the car is. You could try to sell them the cheapest car. They're just not going to buy it. It's going to be too expensive. They're not going to want it. So the takeaway from this is that if you don't see value in long-term care insurance, it doesn't matter what the price is. It's too expensive, right? That's just an excuse. And fair enough. I get that. Which leads us up to the next question. Why don't people see value in long-term care insurance? And I'm going to tell you right now that it's probably a combination of things. Maybe they don't have any exposure to it. Everyone in their family dies before they need it. And I will just tell you personally, both my dad's parents were dead before I was born. My mom's dad died when she was 13. I had one grandmother. She remarried to Ed, my stepfather or step-grandfather. And we didn't have any exposure to long-term care until I was, you know, well into my career in my 40s. And my grandmother went into a long-term care situation and it really opened my eyes. In fact, that's why I'm in the business. My story's on the website. Another, I think, reason why people just don't see any value is they don't think they're going to need it. Statistics bear out that 70% of us after age 65 will use some kind of long-term care services, but it doesn't matter what those statistics are. I mean, we're, again, eternal hopeful. We just believe that, well, we're healthy. We're not going to need it. We're just going to somehow have one bad night and pass away, and we won't end up in long-term care. And I think another reason is a lot of people don't understand what a long-term care situation is. They simply think it's end-of-life care. You know, it's like the last week in hospice care. That's it. Or my kids can take care of me. Imagine, I don't need to worry about that. Or also, I don't end up in a care situation, or if I do end up in a care situation, I won't last long. It won't be that big of a deal. My family can take care of me. That's something I hear all the time. I'll kill myself if I ever end up in that situation. And folks, I'm not being facetious. I've heard that multiple times. You know, especially it's usually men. I'm just going to go out in the backyard and take my 44 and boom, end it. You know, I hear that all the time. And I think lastly, the reason why people don't see value is the majority of people in this country still believe that Medicare will handle it, that they have some kind of insurance, that some kind of government program is going to take care of it if it gets bad. And again, the vast majority of people, 80% of people surveyed, thought that Obamacare was going to pay for long-term care services. And so they just don't think it's a big deal. So there's a various of reason, a variety of reasons. But regardless of the reasons, many people don't see the value in long-term care insurance. So of course, it's just going to be too expensive. That's just the truth of it. So let me sneak in a quick break here. But when I return, I want to compare how asset-based long-term care insurance plans work compared to self-insuring and disprove that myth that they are too expensive regardless of if you need care or not. So I'm going to go through all of that and a little bit more. I'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free live webinar classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Finding a secure investment in this financially volatile time seems tough, but crazy financial times also create smart opportunities. One of these smart opportunities is long-term care insurance from 525 Advisors. If you repositioned some of your savings and got three times your investment in long-term care coverage tax-free and got all your money back if you never used it, wouldn't you at least want to learn more about it? Well, you can. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for their next free long-term care planning live webinar. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up. You'll learn about smart ways to self-insure, including new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free with every dollar back if you never use it. Don't wait until you're older to get long-term care coverage. Look into this opportunity now from 525 Advisors, one that gives you a secure return. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up for the next free live webinar. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Do you know that 7 out of 10 people past the age of 65 need at some point some sort of long-term care? That's 70%. Now, many of us think it could never happen to us or somebody else is going to be there to take care of us, but the facts are clear. Most of us will need to pay for help in the future. And not only is that help expensive, but it puts a burden on family members as well. If you've never looked at long-term care insurance because you didn't know where to start, start today with 525 Advisors. Recent changes to the Pension Protection Act have made new programs more advantageous than ever. How would you like to get your premiums back if you never use your long-term care insurance? Well, you can. How would you like to leverage some of your savings for increased coverage using tax-free dollars? Now you can. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. Protect yourself and your family members from the high cost of extended health care. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sign up for the next free long-term care live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com. This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
All right, and we're back in. Thanks again for tuning into the Long-Term Care Radio podcast. Hard to believe that we are in September already. This podcast is going to air on the radio stations on the 2nd, Saturday the 2nd, and Sunday the 3rd on the markets that we're on. And then the podcast is out there whenever you guys listen to it. But we're in September, and September is kind of a hectic month for us. We've got a lot on the calendar, but I do have a class on Thursday the 21st. And again, it's a live webinar class. We always encourage everybody that's looking into long-term care planning to try to set that 45 minutes away and join us for one of these live webinars, because you know, you're going to learn about all the options, what long-term care pays for, some of the, you know, what Medicare, how the government programs work, and we're going to wrap it all up in a nice tiny little 45-minute package, and then we're going to answer your questions. And the idea there is that when you then decide, hey, it's time for me to start looking into planning, it's something I want to do, you're going to have the basics. We're going to be out of the 101 weeds, like, well, do I have to go to a nursing home and those kind of questions. So you're going to get all that answered in the webinar. So again, that's the 21st of September is our next webinar, and that is a Thursday. So today we're going to disprove the myth that long-term care insurance is too expensive. And again, we're discussing this in the context of asset-based plans for someone who is planning on self-insuring because, you know, they have enough assets. So they don't need long-term care insurance, and they think long-term care insurance is just too expensive, so they're not going to worry about it. So that's the context that we're talking about this today, not the pay-as-you-go person that's trying to budget $200 a month and it's going to take away from them eating or driving their car, you know, because there are those people out there. Today, we're just really talking about people that are self-insuring. Now, as I previously stated, I hear this a lot, and it's usually based on emotional feelings versus logic. And those emotional feelings are going to be fear of having to give something up, right? If I buy this long-term care insurance and give you a bunch of money, then I got to give that money up. That's one of them. The other emotional feeling is fear of missing out, the FOMO, right? I could invest this money and I could do better with it. Why would I give it to an insurance company? I don't want to, you know, geez, I can give this to my stockbroker and I can become a billionaire, right? If I get the next right AI stock or whatever it is. So let's consider both of these fears. Number one, fear of giving something up. So asset-based plans are not like traditional plans. Traditional plans, you pay premiums into until you go on plane. You walk away from what you paid into the premiums if you don't use them. That's just the way homeowners insurance works. It's the way car insurance works. It's the way health insurance works. You know, think of all the premiums you pay in health insurance. And if you don't go out there and bust your arm, you get nothing out of it, right? You get two physicals a year for your $25,000 premium. It's kind of crazy. but that's what we're used to. So what you're doing with an asset-based plan is you're repositioning some of your assets for the benefits that you get from having long-term care insurance, which include, number one, immediate leverage, meaning you don't have to wait for your money to grow. Your dollar today turns into $3 today, automatically tax-free or more for long-term care. So that's the leverage. That's immediate. That's the same with insurance. We write the check for the homeowner's insurance. We immediately have leveraged up that premium for enough to cover our house in case it burns down. The second big benefit is the tax savings. Okay, money coming back to us out of a long-term care insurance is tax-free. It is not counted towards income. It does not push up your adjusted gross income. When you sell assets, remember, you have to sell assets to convert them to income so that you can pay for the long-term care, because assets don't pay for care. You don't give your caregiver a piece of Microsoft stock. You actually sell that Microsoft stock. You pay your capital gains tax on it, or you pay your income tax if it's in a retirement account, and then you pay your caregiver. So there's a lot of tax savings built in with insurance. And then also the other benefit that it comes with is the support. Okay, so now I'm on claim. What do I need? Well, I'm in a foreign country. I don't speak the language. I need a place to stay. I need some places to eat. What do I do? It's like, well, you can figure it out on your own, but if you have long-term care insurance, it comes with that kind of support. Care coordination, case managers, claim specialists, people that understand what Medicare pays for and billing and all that other stuff, and help you set up the plan of care and manage your ongoing care and all those things. Those are included with long-term care insurance. That's the great thing about, it's the same as when your house burns down. They don't just send you a check and say, well, good luck finding a contractor. I mean, they'll come out and help you get your house rebuilt. That's the idea of it. So you get that support. So leverage, tax savings, and support. So when I'm giving something up, that fear of giving something up, you're not really giving something up. You're moving some assets, you're repositioning, but you're also getting all these other benefits as opposed to just hanging on to that money. Now, let's talk about FOMO, the fear of missing out. I can invest my money and I'll be better off in the long run. I hear this all the time. Most of the time it's from men. Sometimes I hear it from women, but most of the time it's from men, because men, we do certain things really well. We're all good drivers. We're all good investors. And, we're good behind closed doors, so to speak. But I hear that a lot. And so let's look at this. I mean, number one, I can be better off if I just invest money. But it's based on false assumptions. Number one, there's no guarantees in investing, period. Okay? By definition, investments are the opposite of guarantees. There's taxes that you're going to have to pay. And there's fees and commissions. But if we look at investments, they're the exact opposite of guarantees. By the sheer nature of investments, you have to accept risk. And that risk is risk of loss of principal or risk of loss of the money you give them. So you're taking a chance that I could lose my money in return that I get more money than if I put it into some kind of guaranteed account like a savings account or get a CD that's going to pay me a guaranteed rate for X amount of years. Hopefully I can get a higher return than is what guaranteed by savings account, but in order to do that, I have to take risk. So it is not guaranteed. But that being said, I understand the lure of growing your money. But let's focus on it in the misconception that long-term care insurance is too expensive compared to these new asset-based plans. Number one, let's just take a hypothetical 60-year-old couple. They're happily retired, and they're planning on self-insuring. They've worked really hard, and they've got, millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars or whatever it is. And so they've just been told they don't need to have to worry about long-term care insurance. So when I look at somebody like this, I say, okay, how much long-term care insurance do you want? Like if you went on claim today, how much extra money would you like to have to pay for care? And they say, well, I want $5,000 a month. So $5,000 a month per person. Okay, well, how long do you think you're going to need it? Well, I'll need it a couple of years. Okay, so you got a husband and a wife, and so you need 4 years total of coverage at $5,000 a month, right? And it's like, yeah. Okay, so let's just round that up and say $250,000. So if you set $250,000 of your nest egg aside, you and your wife could each pull out $5,000 a month for basically 4 years if you needed long-term care. Okay, so that's the math behind this. This is what people think. Now, statistically, we need more than that, more than 2 years. But just for simplicity, let's just say that's what you're doing. Okay, things to consider if you're doing that. Number one, you're going to set $250,000 aside to pay for long-term care because you're going to self-fund. Where do you put the money? Savings or do they invest it? Savings is going to have a lower rate, but it's there when you need it. Investing might get a higher return, but also might not be there when you need it, right? I mean, think of some of these stocks you buy. If you bought Amazon at you know, $9 or $50 or whatever it was, you sat there and you sat on it for a long time before it went up, right? And so that's the way investments are. They might go up, they might not, they might not be there. There's just no guarantee. Regardless of where they put their money, we will have to make some very unlikely assumptions if you're going to self-insure with that $250,000. Number one, is it there when they need it? Okay, we're going to make that assumption that it is there when they need it. They won't need it until they're, now let's say, 15 years. So they're age 82. So they're not going to need that $250,000, so they have time to grow it. Now, let's net them out 5% return every year. And, I mean, the stock market, Dalbar, Harvard Business School, multiple studies say, yeah, we're closer to 4% long haul on stocks. You always hear the 7 or 8% on the Dow, but that's not what people get. People net out closer to 4% because of timing or whatever it is. But let's just give them 5% over that 15-year period of time. Okay, now you're not getting that from savings, but maybe you will. So let's, whatever they do with it, they get 5% and they get it year after year for 15 years. So when they're 82, they now have $519,000 in their bucket that they can use for long-term care insurance. Oh, wait, I forgot. We are self-insuring. So there is no insurance. They have $519,000 in their bucket, but the problem is they have growth. So now they have to pay tax on that. Well, let's assume they just bought it and they bought a stock, they bought Microsoft stock, and it went up 5% every year for 15 years. So they've got to pay capital gains tax. And so that's the minimum. They're going to pay 20% on that. You know, if they make $250,000 or more in that given year, then Obamacare is going to say, hey, you got to pay us another 3.8%. But let's just assume they got to pay the 20%. So net after taxes, they're going to pay $415,000. What if they put it in a savings account and got 5% year after year? Well, they would still pay that same. They pay a high, probably if they're in 22% income tax bracket, they'd pay 22% because you got to pay 22% on the interest that you gain. So regardless, net effect, they're going to have a little over $400,000 of money that they can use. Now, if they wanted long-term care to cover it for 4 years, that's all they needed, they would have $8,645 a month. So they could each pull out $8,645 a month for 2 years out of that bucket of money. That's what they would have if they were trying to self-insure. Okay. Now, it's not guaranteed, but in this scenario, it's really, the scenario is just full of wishful thinking, but let's give them the wishful thinking. You're going to self-insure. Here's your $250,000. Set it aside. Earmark it for long-term care. You don't need it for 15 years. Now, when you're 82, you guys can each pull out $8,600 a month to pay for long-term care services, and that will last you guys a total of 4 years. Okay. So one person could use it for all 4 years, or they could each use it for 2 years. I don't care, but $8,645 a month, 4 years. Okay. Now, what if they took that same money and they put it into an asset-based long-term care plan? Here's what they would get on just one of our options. We have multiple options, but let's just pick one of the options that we have. Number one, day one coverage, $9,052 a month. Okay. That's day one. They have $9,052 a month per person. They don't have to wait 15 years to get $8,600. They have $9,052 day one. Another way to look at this is if you were self-insuring and you went on claim day one, you had $250,000 set aside, you'd run out of your money in just a little over 2 years. They have $905,000 of total long-term care insurance day one, compared to $415,000 after 15 years. Okay. So now they have coverage for 8 years and 4 months. They've got coverage for 100 months total at $9,052 a month per person. So each person can pull out 4 years of coverage on this. They also have a tax-free death benefit if they don't use their plan of $452,000. Now remember, if you have $519,000 of stock and you sell it, you're going to end up with $400. Well, that's the money that you have left that you can pass on. With a long-term care plan, they don't use it, they can pass on $452,000 tax-free to the estate. Benefits that come back to them are tax-free. It's never going to push up their adjusted gross income. Remember, if they're pulling out, selling stock and pulling money out, it's pushing up their adjusted gross income, which may very well push up their Medicare costs. So throw another $100 a month away there. And so what happens on this, these people are going to have immediate leverage. They're going to have tax savings. And oh yeah, they get that group of professionals to claim support. So, you know, bottom line is, even if you're able to get the perfect scenario, you can't get better leverage than you can with long-term care insurance, and you can actually get more money back with these new plans than you put in. So it's hard for me to make the argument that it's too expensive. It's actually going to be a better deal in most cases either way. Hey, I need to take a quick break for the news, but stick around as our client of the week is up next. This week, we're going to meet Daniel and Jennifer, and we're going to learn about their situation and how we set up a lifetime benefit plan that will pay them back 68% more than they put into their plan, regardless of whether they use their plan or not. I'll be right back.
Avoid the mistake of paying unnecessary taxes, guarantee the quality of your care, and preserve your legacy and wealth by setting up your own tax-free long-term care plan. Learn more by attending Brian's free live webinar class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
Okay, here we go, segment three. All right, welcome back to the Long-Term Care Radio podcast. I appreciate everybody's interest in tuning in. I'll tell you, if you're listening to that last segment, maybe I get a little preachy. I get up on my soapbox. You know, I grew up in a Southern Baptist church, so a little bit of a fire and brimstone in there sometimes. But my whole point of this is what we were talking about today is when people are that have money and they're wealthy and they're just going to self-insure and they say it's, you know, long-term care insurance doesn't make any sense. There's no value proposition in there. It's too expensive, whatever it is. These are people that, you know, when someone says that, it just means, you know, no doesn't mean no. No means they don't have enough information. That's an old Zig Ziglar line. And the truth is, that's just it, right? They have to understand how these plans work, because once the guy, my clients that have them, and once they figure them out and they look at their other investments and they look what's going on in the market and they look at the tax consequences, and then they look at this long-term care plan and they go, oh, I'm going to get more money back than I put into the plan either way. That's kind of a cool deal, right? And by the way, I have insurance. It's a peace of mind. And so you can't make that argument logically that it's too expensive, because the only way that argument ever works out is assuming that you never end up in a long-term care situation. That's the only time it makes sense. So when someone says, am I better if I just keep my money and invest it in the market? I'm like, well, yeah. If you can guarantee that you never end up in a long-term care, that would be the way to go, right? Because it's the same argument. If I know my house isn't going to get broken into or burned down or get cracked in half by an earthquake, I don't need insurance. You know, if I can guarantee that's not going to happen. So that's the point. But we can't do that. So that's what we're talking about. So the bottom of the hour now is time for our client of the week. And I've got kind of a doozy this week. I mean, it's going to fit in good with what we're talking about today, because Daniel and Jennifer, Daniel 68, Jennifer 64, have plenty of assets. I'm just going to forewarn you right now. They have more money than they need, and they can self-insure. They're proud parents of two. They currently have one grandchild. They came to us looking for a way to protect their estate. So they want to protect their nest egg that they built up. And they have a complete opposite experience with long-term care insurance on their family sides. So let's just do a quick background on this. Number one, Daniel's parents died without needing long-term care. Both of them did. His father died in an accident, and his mother lost her life after a very short battle with cancer. She was diagnosed, and 6 months later, she was dead. So they didn't really have an extended care situation. Remember, long-term care, by definition, is situations expected to last 90 days or more. So Daniel just didn't have any of that, right? So his experience with long-term care situations was just non-existent in his family. Okay. Now, there's two sides to every coin, so let's flip that coin over. Jennifer had just the opposite situation of Daniel. Her father had a stroke at age 66 and lived 11 years after that initial stroke, but it was brutal. He had spent multiple times in the hospital, had multiple additional strokes. He ended up spending 6 years in an assisted living facility and died in a nursing home his final days. And that's similar to my grandmother. She spent 5 years in an assisted living facility and then spent like the last 6 months or 3 months of her life in a nursing home. So very similar situation here to Daniel, but 11 years on this journey. Now, originally, Jennifer's mom was trying to be the caregiver, so she was trying to take care of him at home, and they were all juggling it. He was in and out of the hospital. They get him back, and they would try to, you know, he wanted to be at home, right, and trying to get him healed up, and then his health would get compromised again and make a turn for the worse. Well, what happened somewhere along the line when Jennifer's dad was living at home and mom was taking care of him, her dad fell on her mom, broke her hip, and that just started this downward decline for Jennifer's mom. So now we have double problems, right, in care, because she could not provide care for him. So now they're bringing in caregivers. There's just multiple problem. And it got to the point where they had to move him to an assisted living facility. Her mom ended up living in an assisted living facility for 5 years. And the bottom line, so basically she said, well, we got dad out, and a year later, my mom followed. And bottom line is they had to sell the family home, and her parents died broke. They burned through all their assets, all their savings. And, you know, they say opposites attract. So now Daniel and Jennifer are looking at their own situation. They've got two different lenses on when they're thinking what is a long-term care situation. But fortunately, Daniel was around long enough to see what Jennifer went through. And he agreed, I don't want that for our family. So after watching all of this, Daniel just decided, and Jennifer both, we want to get some long-term care planning. We want to get it put in place. We don't want to end up having what happened to Jennifer's parents happen to us, or even one of us. Their concerns, number one, repeating what Jennifer's parents went through. They wanted to avoid that. They wanted to protect their assets. They did not want to watch their assets just get spent down at their end of life care like that. They worried about the high cost of care. They've seen what her parents paid and how it just bankrupted the estate, basically. They did not want to be a burden on their children. And this was difficult, you know, because Jennifer, you know, she said it was not a pleasant decade. The last years of my parents' life were not the best years. She has a brother, and she said her and her brother just were constantly juggling something. She said it was just very stressful, and they felt guilty because they weren't in a position where they could go in or move mom and dad. Their health was too compromised. They couldn't move them in with them. So she said, you know, it was really, really difficult. I don't want that burden being passed on to my kids. I want my kids to live their life, and we'll get the care that we need, but we don't want our kids to be responsible for that. So that was kind of the angle they were looking at this from. They also wanted to leave an inheritance. This was one of their big concerns. Daniel did inherit money from his family. Him and his brother got a very sizable estate given to him, and that's because their parents got, well, they got lucky. And what I mean by lucky, in long-term care situations, the alternative is dying to avoid long-term care, right? So that's what we call lucky. It's like, I remember at a conference one time, one of the gentlemen there were laughing because they're saying, yeah, isn't that sad? It's like dying is the lucky side of long-term care. And so that's what Daniel decides. It's like, yeah, your parents got lucky technically because they didn't end up going through long-term care and bankrupting themselves and spending their money down like Jennifer's. So Daniel ended up inheriting a pretty sizable estate. He wants to be able to pass that money on and continue it, right? Help give that money to family, to charities, to things that are important to him as opposed to paying for long-term care. So when we started the conversation, here's kind of what we found out about them. Both of them were in pretty decent shape. There were some minor issues with arthritis for Jennifer. And Daniel had a stent put in 3 years ago, and he was taking blood pressure medication, but he was very stable. And so if you have a stent put into your heart or you have heart issues, heart problems are still the number one turn down for men. But, you know, if you've had like a bypass or you've had a stent put in, that's not bad. If you've had like a five-way bypass, yeah, you're probably going to be turned down with all the carriers. But he had some minor issues with his heart, but he was stabilized, and that seemed to fix the problem. So he was insurable. So we had options for him. They were both retired. Daniel did have a lifetime pension. He also had Social Security. Jennifer was going to hold off, but she was going to draw Social Security probably when she was like 68 or 70. She hadn't decided yet. They had retirement accounts set up. They owned their own home. They also owned a second vacation home that they used on a regular basis. They had sizable cash savings. Most of it was from the inheritance that Daniel got from his parents. They traveled quite a bit, but they, you know, would like to step that up even a little bit more now. They want to be able to spend more time with the grandkid, and they need to travel as much as they can. And they had put together an estate plan, and they're kind of mapping out, this is what we want to do. We want to be able to leave some money to help our grandkids go to college. We want to leave some money to our kids. We want to be able to pass our second house on to our family. They want to be able to give some money to the charity. So they've thought where this money goes. The one place they don't want their money to go is to healthcare workers for long-term care situations. Because they're like, that's just, you know, that's what Jennifer's parents did. They just bled down their estate and they want to avoid that. So what they wanted from a plan, first off, they had looked at traditional long-term care insurance plans and they just couldn't wrap their mind around it. They were given some quotes from their financial advisor. Financial advisor was still under the impression that, yeah, I don't think you really need this. You know, you can self-insure. So again, that financial advisor said, and they're looking at saying, you got, yeah, one, two, three, four, five, whatever it is, millions of dollars, you're fine. You don't need to worry about long-term care insurance. And so he wasn't really a big help. And they had stumbled on and heard about us, listened to our podcast, and learned about these new asset-based plans. And that's what got them into looking at it again, because they did not want to just pay for a pay-as-you-go plan. Okay. They also decided that if they could get money going back to the family, that would be awesome. So they get lucky. They don't use their long-term care plan. They end up on Daniel's parents' side of the equation, where they both of them die very quickly and they just don't have any long-term care event. Well, guess what? Then the money's not wasted. It goes back to the family. So they really like that. They did not want ongoing payments. They wanted a joint plan that covered both of them. So they both wanted to have full coverage. they like the idea of the unlimited benefits. So our three most popular plans are on our homepage of our website, lifetime benefits, cash indemnity plans, and our savings-based plan. Well, the lifetime benefit is our most popular for married people right now because each person has unlimited long-term care insurance. It's just fantastic. One person cannot take money out of a bucket that the other person could use. They each get lifetime benefits. They wanted meaningful benefits. And what they meant by this is like, look, if we're in a long-term care situation, we would like the idea to just pay for as much of the care or all of the care that we can. So the insurance carriers have limits. And some of the traditional carriers will say you can start out at $9,000 a month. One starts out at $10,000 a month. But you can put inflation riders on them. The asset-based plans do the same thing. They're going to limit you to how much you can start out initially, or you can put inflation riders on them and wait to grow that benefit up over time. But you're going to start out at a lower benefit amount in most cases if you do have an inflation rider through an asset-based plan. But they wanted a healthy benefit plan. And again, remember, they're 64 years old and they're 68 years old. So they don't have a lot of time. You know, they're not like a 40-year-old that's looking at this plan. They're they're already getting close to 70. So they wanted a meaningful plan in place for him. And they wanted help with the process when they were on claim. They liked the idea of that claim support. Jennifer's like, man, I don't want my kids going through what I went through with my brother, always having to do paperwork and figure out and getting calls every day from the assisted living facility about this or that or how we're going to have to charge or how we're going to pay for that. So she said, we want claim support. We want those case managers and that care coordination. They wanted to be able to get help where they wanted it, so in their home, or if they have to go to an assisted living facility, then they want to be able to pay for that as well, too. They wanted a plan that would cover them if they move to another state, which, again, doesn't matter where you buy your long-term care insurance. They're going to work in all 50 states, so that's not a problem. And they didn't really care about paying family members. That's something I ask, because that's a trade-off. If you want to pay family members, you can't get lifetime benefits, but you can pay family members. And Jennifer and Daniel both said, no, we'll hire somebody. We do not want to pay family members. We don't want to put them in that situation because it's just not fun. And neither one of their kids were in the medical profession or trained or anything. So they said, no, that's not an important factor for them. So here's what we did for them. We looked at all the asset-based options and we narrowed it down based on their desire to have unlimited benefits to our number one carrier out there, which is our most popular plan by far for couples, and it's lifetime benefits. It's a joint plan that gives each insured a lifetime long-term care benefit, meaning one person can be on claim for 20 years. It has no effect on the benefits that the second person gets. They wanted to fund it using cash. They had sitting on a lot of this cash. Again, most of it was inherited money. They didn't want to invest that money. They thought, well, we'd like a way to pass that on, and this is a great way. We'll just use some of that cash because it'll either come back to the estate tax-free for long-term care and protect all the rest of our assets, or we can leave it to a tax-free benefit to our kids. So they love that idea. So that's what we did, and here's how we set up their plan. We started by talking to them about benefit amounts. And Daniel just said, what's the biggest benefit that I can get? I said, well, the largest benefit that you can get currently today is $20,000 a month per person for life. So $240,000 per person per year for an unlimited amount of time, meaning that if they're both on claim, they're going to pull out $480,000 a year tax-free to pay for care as long as they need it. And Jennifer just giggled at this because she said, gosh, if my parents would have had something like this, I mean, they could $480,000, it would have covered everything. It would have got them in a lot nicer place. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. So that's what we did. We set up a plan for $20,000 a month per person for lifetime benefits. We funded their plan with a single deposit out of their savings, out of their inherited money. That amount that they deposited was $597,470. So if one of them would have been a year older, it would have been, you know, $600,000. If one of them would have been a year younger, it would have been $570,000. So that premium is based on the age. When you take out the plan, it locks in their benefit. Okay, so now you're sitting there saying, holy cow, that is expensive. Well, it's all relative, right? If you're sitting on $4, $5, $6 million, $3 million, and you say, well, I'm going to put $600,000 into the long-term care plan, is that still too expensive? Well, what do you get for it? You get $480,000 a year of benefit that you can pull out, $240,000 per person for an unlimited amount of time for long-term care. But what if you don't use it? Guess what? $1 million is paid back to the estate tax-free. Okay? $1 million. Think of that. Austin Powers. This is a little pinky finger up. I'm holding mine up right now. $1 million. That's a tax-free benefit back to the estate if they don't use it. And that simply means that they are guaranteed to get $1 million back. So again, $597,000 in. If they need long-term care, they're going to get $240,000 per person for as long as they need it. They're going to get $1 million back either way, because if one of them goes on claim and only uses $250,000 of long-term care and that's it, guess what? $750,000 is paid back to the estate tax-free. If they use $500,000 of long-term care, $1 million minus $500 is $500, so then $500,000 goes back. So the estate's always going to get $1 million of either long-term care benefits, tax-free death benefit, or a combination of two. So folks, what you're doing on this, and this is where it blows my mind when people say these are too expensive, that $597 guarantees you basically, what is that, a 68% return on your money? Guaranteed. And that return starts day one. You're not waiting for the stock to go up in value. You've got unlimited long-term care coverage day one, but you also have $1 million that's coming back to the estate. So if they go out there and get hit by the bus and they're both gone tomorrow, $1 million, their $597,000 turned into $1 million tax-free to the estate. Not an IRA that's got to be taxed over time, not stock that's going to get a step up and then have to pay capital gains tax on in the future. It's simply a tax-free benefit that's going to go to the estate for $1 million, regardless of the outcome. Okay? But they have unlimited long-term care, so they'll get at least $1 million back. Okay, what if, you know, what do you have to do to guarantee if they hang on to their cash? How do you guarantee that their $597,000 turns into $1 million? Well, you can't, right, before they die. Because you put it in a savings account, you can guarantee a rate of return, and you can say, well, you know, in 15 years, maybe they could double their money if they're getting 5%, but that's not, you know, it's number one, it's no guarantee that they're going to get that rate. And again, they got to live those 15 years. So my point is, you're guaranteed the leverage day one, the long-term care benefit and the death benefit. The only way that thing would be worth less than $1 million if they just canceled their plan and they said, I'm going to get my money back. Then they get the value of the contract back, whatever that is. And those are different every year. They're going to grow in value. So $597,000 in, $1 million back, tax-free guaranteed, $480,000 a year of long-term care insurance, $240 per person, $20,000 a month for an unlimited amount of time. Other features that they're going to get out of this plan. $40,000 day one for medical equipment and home improvement. So if they want to start their journey in home, like 75% of people do that trigger a long-term care plan, they're going to start their journey in home. They can put grab handles in. They can do a wheelchair ramp. They can put a tub in that they can get into, one of those walk-in bathtubs or whatever, which they got to figure out how to fill those up faster. I've seen those in action. They seem kind of painful. $40,000 of caregiver training. Again, what if a family member needs to take a class on Alzheimer's? What if a family member needs to take a class on medication management? Whatever it is, they got another $40,000 to spend there. Oh, and they still get their $20,000 per month per person, and they get that 40 on top of it. It doesn't take away from their monthly benefit. They have full coverage in all 50 states. They have full coverage in all the territories of the United States. They have full coverage in Canada. So if, you know, those, for those of you out there, which you're probably not listening to my podcast, but people like, I'm going to move to Canada. Well, go to Canada. You can take your long-term care insurance with you, right? They'll pay you there too. They've got $10,000 a month of coverage internationally. They don't have any plans on living overseas, but if they travel or something, they got in a horrible accident and they needed to be stabilized for 6 months before they could get home, they've got $10,000 a month of benefit overseas, internationally. They've got the concierge claim support. That means somebody's assigned to them and their family that's helped them with case management, care coordination, answering their questions. One person, one toll-free number, they're going to call that person. They're not a number to the insurance company. So just a really great plan. And what does this do for them in the big picture? Again, for somebody that's got the money to self-insure, what does this do for them? Number one, it gives them a dedicated tax-free source of money to pay for care, gives them a peace of mind. It protects their entire estate. It protects their family, and it guarantees more money. 68% in this case is coming back to the estate tax-free than what they put into their plan. How is that too expensive? It's just a tough argument for me. I've got to wrap it up here for my final break. Stick around. I got a little bit more when we come back.
New asset-based programs protect your savings and your family, and even pay you back if you never use them. Make sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free live webinar classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Finding a secure investment in this financially volatile time seems tough, but crazy financial times also create smart opportunities. One of these smart opportunities is long-term care insurance from 525 Advisors. If you repositioned some of your savings and got three times your investment in long-term care coverage tax-free and got all your money back if you never used it, wouldn't you at least want to learn more about it? Well, you can. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for their next free long-term care planning live webinar. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up. You'll learn about smart ways to self-insure, including new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free with every dollar back if you never use it. Don't wait until you're older to get long-term care coverage. Look into this opportunity now from 525 Advisors, one that gives you a secure return. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up for the next free live webinar. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to protect many people and their families with long-term care planning. However, I've also seen how long-term care events devastate families and turn the last years for the family into their worst years. Many people believe the downside from a long-term care situation is limited to financial loss. Yet often, it's the emotional damage that lingers and hurts the family members the most. Watching a loved one go through their savings is one thing, but watching a loved one lose their dignity is far worse. Long-term care insurance provides a dedicated source of funds to help pay for your care when you need it. But more importantly, it provides you with a team of trained professionals that will help you and your family manage your care. Learn how you can stay in control of your care options, maintain your dignity, and protect the people you care about most by attending one of our upcoming live webinars. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
Whew, okay, all right. As always, I have to hit the oxygen tank after my client of the week. I should just do my whole show on client of the week because I could go on forever on these things. I just love finding these people out there, educating them on their options, and then just saying, hey, let's look at this logically. Let's put the emotion away, and let's just logically look at it and figure out if this makes sense. You know, and this is a big case, honestly. I know most people out there aren't sitting on $600,000 of extra cash, but it's all relative. If you put $300,000 into the plan, the people, they would have got $10,000 a month for life, and they still would have had a $500,000 death benefit. My point is, these asset-based plans are going to guarantee you more money back one way or the other. So if you have assets and you're self-insuring, just ask yourself, well, what do I need to set aside to pay for care? And again, I say set aside because it really is money if you're self-insuring that you have to set aside. Because you don't, where's the long-term care, Bob? Your wife's diagnosed with Alzheimer's, time to pay. Well, you know, actually, I bought a boat with it. I guess I'm going to have to go sell the boat. You know, it doesn't work that way. We're saying, what are you going to actually set aside to pay for care? It's like, well, if you're saying, well, I want $250,000 per person to make me feel safe, so I want to die with at least, or head into my final years with at least $500,000 to pay for long-term care. Well, what if we put in a long-term care plan? You're going to get way more long-term care insurance. You're going to get tax-free, and you'll probably get more money back than what the $500,000 is going to grow into. Because in all honesty, $600,000 in a safe environment probably is not going to grow at 5% tax-deferred for 15 years straight. And most people, quite frankly, the other thing, our client of the week, self-insuring, that's the thing. Everybody looks at it. It's like, well, when I'm 85, it's like, yeah, you know, I have a 62-year-old client that took her policy out at 59. She didn't make it to 80. You know, she was on claim 3 years later. That happens all the time. A third of the people that file long-term care insurance claims are under age 65. So again, that argument that I can self-insure because I can invest and do really well over time, well, the stock market's not going to do what it always did in the past. You're not always going to end up in long-term care in your 80s. And so there's just too many variables out there. Insurance is all about guarantees. And again, most people don't understand how these new plans work. And you're already self-insuring. So what we're doing is simply showing you a better way to self-insure. Because guess what? That $600,000 that went into this plan for a client of the week this week, that was their money. That $597 was their money. They're bringing that to the table. So if they just left it in their savings account, they're paid the first $600,000 of a long-term care situation anyway. Most people say, well, why wouldn't you? That'll cover most long-term care plans. It probably would. But look what they've got. Jennifer had a different experience, and now they've got unlimited long-term care. And, oh, if I don't use it, my $597,000 turns into a million. So it's just a better way to self-insure, and that's what you have to wrap your mind around on these asset-based plans. and most people can't afford them. So again, if you can and you're self-insuring, you're lucky because you can get into one of these plans. They're suitable for you. A lot of people out there would love to have one of these insurance plans, but they're just not suitable because it would take too much of their assets. It just wouldn't work for them. Now, what is the return? This is another question I always get with people that want to self-insure. You know, remember the fear of missing out, you know, FOMO. Well, what if I go buy the new AI stock or I missed Amazon, so I'm going to buy this next new high-tech company. And I'll just parlay that into like $3 billion, right? That's what a lot of people are afraid of. So they think if I buy insurance, I'm not going to get a return on my investment. So people will ask me, well, what's my return on my investment? Well, again, that's just an argument that we can't have because the only way that makes sense is if you're assuming that it's not going to work out. And that's like saying, okay, if I've got homeowners insurance and I'm paying $3,000 a year to insure my $2 million home, over 20 years, that's $60,000 I got to pay in. What can I get for that if I put it into the market? But you don't have insurance. So what happens if your house burns down? Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'd have to pay for it. And so that's the same with long-term care. The whole idea of what's my return on the investment, it's like, well, you hope you never use any of your insurance. I hope you don't use it. So for these people, you could look at our client of the week and say, well, they're getting 68% back. That starts day one. Well, I mean, what if they live 40 more years? What if they die over, you know, they're 105 and 108 when they die? It's like, well, return on the investment might be closer to a savings account at that point, but I don't know. But that's not what we're doing. We're getting insurance. It's just, again, a better way to self-insure. So, again, I hope that this just opened your eyes to that thing of long-term care insurance being too expensive. It's not. Actually, long-term care is not an investment. Yes, you will get more money back sometimes than you put in, like our clients, but it's not an investment. That's not what we're getting it for. If you're trying to grow your money, because people are saying, well, what's my return on the investment? Well, what are you going to use it for? Are you going to go buy a boat or are you going to get long-term care? Because if you're going to pay for long-term care, you're not going to get a better investment than long-term care insurance. It's just going to give you the most leverage, the most tax benefits, and that access to that team of professionals. Hey, you burned another hour with us on Long-Term Care Radio Podcast. I appreciate it. I hope everybody has a wonderful summer, a great Labor Day weekend, and I'm going to get to work. I'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Long-Term Care Radio with certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott. You can download and subscribe to the podcast at 525longtermcare.com and learn about all the long-term care planning options available. If you have questions for Brian or would like information about any of his upcoming long-term care webinars, go to 525longtermcare.com. Be sure to join us next weekend for another edition of Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. For information, show schedules, and podcasts, go to 525longtermcare.com.